T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Wherever you're going, some of you not going no place. Most of us ain't going no place this morning on this Saturday morning. But if you have to, take us with you on the Odyssey app. We know there's a lot of folks out there, essential workers, obviously doing what they can to make the roads passable as soon as they can. But it's going to be in the 20s for a while around here. So if you ain't got to go anywhere on this holiday morning, please stay at home. We're going to be with you till 10 o'clock. We're in for John and Hugh. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a warm hand hug to those of you in Powder Springs.
Wonderful Powder Springs.
Yeah.
You know those folks well. They're right around the corner from you.
Well, yeah, I'm right there with them. So, yeah, I do. Don't mention them enough. They think I know, you know, unless we're talking about McEachern.
Yeah,
or Hillgrove, or you know, one of those two. But anyway, it's we're happy to be here, and like I said, in for John and Hugh. As opposed to yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about the NFL, and rightfully so, with the Wild Card Weekend just in full effect. 3 games yesterday. We will be focusing a little bit more on the NBA today because on this MLK holiday. And rightfully so, our Atlanta Hawks should be playing, and they will. It's at 6 o'clock tip-off. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But we'll be recapping what happened yesterday in the wild card games and preview what's coming up tonight. Man, them Rams, everything they did to pull Matthew Stafford out of Detroit, tonight's the game why they got him. And yep. we'll be talking about that. But let's first and foremost start with yesterday. And Mr. Crenshaw, you got hit, or folks in your area got hit harder than folks out here in the majority of the area, the northeast side of town. And how you doing this morning?
And then there's some people north of, further north, who got hit even worse. Some people, there's some power outages. We got to check in with Chris Parker, my partner in crime from the high school scoreboard show.
The highly rated scoreboard show.
His power was out for much of the day yesterday. So we've got to check in with Chris and see how he and his family are doing. A cable went out. I mean, DirecTV sometimes, you know, and everybody who has it deal with it know that when it rains hard or something, it goes out. And we had something here. We went out in the afternoon, and I turned it on here a couple hours ago when I got up, and poof, it was back. But for most of the night, most of the afternoon and the night, it was out. So I ended up having to stream any sporting events that I had a chance to watch, be it the NFL or Australian Open that got started. And Coco Golf is already out.
Yeah, yep, see?
Wow.
This is why they play the matches. And the woman who beat her beat Serena last year, right?
Yeah.
She took out Serena, so I don't know what her problem is.
Yeah. She gets up for big matches. Naomi Osaka was a winner, first round winner.
Yeah.
And everybody's, what I've been able to read, made note of how she seemed to be at ease and enjoyed talking with the media. Now, somebody tried to ask her about Djokovic and said, you know what? We're going to pass on that one.
Did she say that? Okay, yeah, I didn't see that interview.
Yeah. She says, you know what? We're going to pass on that one.
I say this. That,
I don't blame her.
Why should she? She being there was story enough right there, right? She got won her match, and she's comfortable enough, at least at this point, to sit down and talk to the media. So for Naomi Osaka, that's a plus. Right, yep. So why don't you throw some controversy at her? But you got at places like that, whether it's the Aussie Open, French Wimbledon, U.S. Open, you have media from all around the world.
Oh, yeah.
And so you know somebody from someplace is going to, you know, try and poke at the bear a little bit. But here's what I want to ask you. Yesterday we had Karen Pustain on, and Karen is our go-to person when it comes to tennis.
And she was up late last night.
Oh, yes, right. Y'all were texting back and forth, weren't you?
I was just following. I was just following on social, and she was on top of everything, man.
Well, she was the first one to report, at least for us, that Djokovic was out, because throughout the show we had been mentioning that he's in detention. They called it detention. He was in detention until his visa thing was all straightened out, even though he wasn't coming into the country. By the way, that made me feel a certain kind of way. Because you remember a few months ago in September when I told you I tried to get into Canada?
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't let me in, and five dudes with automatic weapons came and surrounded the car while one person was talking to me. It was like a magic trick. They were trying to do some misdirection. One guy came out like a clown car, and they told me that. They said, okay, you don't have this paperwork, and that was the reason they wouldn't let us in. We thought just having our vaccine cards and passports, we'd be good to go, but that wasn't enough. And so when we didn't, they said, okay, well, you just pull around over there underneath the garage, and somebody's going to come and talk to you, and then you have to go back to America, right, back underneath whatever that river is between Windsor and Detroit.
Yeah, what's that? What river is that?
I can't remember. Somebody's screaming at me right now with the answer. But the point is, we went down there.
I've been in that tunnel a few times.
You have? Well, see, yeah. It's nice, and you know, I'm going over there for some, you know,
debauchery. This place.
No, nah, come on. There's a place over there called, they used to be called Lily Cazilli's or whatever. It was a nice restaurant, and it gave you, you just sit there on the dock there or the river and look at Detroit.
Okay.
Now there's something that you wouldn't think about doing, but it got a nice skyline, right? Yep. Anyway, the guy comes and he tells us to pull in over here. So we pull in over there, right? And one person comes out and they're talking to us and they're explaining why we can't get in, and they're looking at our paperwork and everything's fine. I'm not really worried. But then I see, and he tells me to roll my back window down. And so I roll the back window down, and that's when I saw four other people come out of this office that he came in, and they were all packing. And I went, this is supposed to be Canada. Yeah, he's supposed to be carrying automatic weapons. But then I realized I wasn't in Canada yet. I'm still in the U.S. And yeah, so my point for bringing that up is I kind of felt like Djokovic, but not really yesterday. But this dude, according to Karen Pestena, got on a flight and went from Melbourne to Dubai.
Yeah.
That's like us getting on a flight at Hartsfield and going to Johannesburg or something. That's a long flight. Now, maybe not that long, but it was like that's a 14, 15-hour flight.
Well, I don't say he does it all the time, but when you're an international athlete like that, you get on long flights.
You would think you'd stop someplace a little closer, you know, first. But I get it, you know. You headed to some kind of playground, wherever you go there, and that's, you know, that's rich folks hanging out and everything. But he just got me thinking about the distance that he traveled after sitting in detention. Now, mind you,
I would check the schedule, but I think there may be an event that goes on there like almost like an invitational, but something like just the highest caliber, you know, players get invited. Maybe he's going there just to as a good place to go and practice.
I guess, yeah, shot, you know? Yeah. And I'm sure one of his sponsors provided the plane.
Oh, I'm sure.
So he wasn't sitting in coach.
No. Oh, no. He's not eating them peanuts with a Coke. No, he's having more than peanuts and a Coke.
So, again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We are in for John and Hugh this morning. What areas do you think, as we get back to the weather from yesterday, and folks are still trying to decide whether to go out and venture into the roads because there's a lot of black ice out there. Other than where you were, and you talked about Chris Parker, some of the areas up there, I mean, did you go out at all, first of all? Because I saw your backyard. By the way, it looked pretty nice with all the snow on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked
pretty
nice. All you was missing was Jesse. I should have sent her up there.
See what I had fun at it.
Oh, no, bouncing around, yeah.
That's as far as I got yesterday. I just planted it right here. But today I'm going to get moving around a little later on today. So hopefully after the sun comes up, hopefully we get some sun daylight and melt some of this ice that may be out there. And when watching some of the local reports, and they're warning people just to be on alert. Because the black ice, sometimes you don't realize you're on it until you're on it.
That's right.
You know, and then it's too late. So just want people to be on the lookout for that. And I'm sure some road crews are, as they get reports of it, let people know. If you want us to pass a word along, if you found some in a certain area in your county or your community and it hasn't been treated, 404-741-0929. We'll make sure and mention it this morning and see if we can get somebody out there to give you some help. Hopefully nobody has any trees or anything that's fallen on their homes. I'm sure there's some that are down on some property. Hope you getting the assistance you need with that to get that cut up. I mean, hey, it's King Holiday, right? It's right. A day of service. And today, what better way could neighbors serve if they know their neighbors in need than to help out in getting something that may be cleared from the yard or their property? Just a suggestion.
No, yeah. Man, that was well put.
Yeah.
That was very well put. See, this is why we hang around you for nothing. You come out with phrases and just like put us, you know, that was beautiful. You know what we should do because we missed him yesterday and we want to welcome back our producer, Garrett Chapman. Garrett, good morning.
Garrett, what's up, man?
Good morning, good morning.
And want to bring you on, and let's not exclude your experiences. They weren't as bad as Mr. Crenshaw or myself, but what did you deal with weather-wise, and what location are you in? That without giving out your exact address.
So I live in Midtown, but I was actually here in studio covering a lot of the the games. So my experiences mostly were looking out the window, checking out the snow.
But the areas, you know, what was Midtown like yesterday as far as weather? I know you were inside, but you traveled to the station and then you left the station. Did you see any inclement weather, or was there, you know,
unfortunate accidents? Just Atlanta, the Atlanta style of snow, you know, just slushy. It's like you're drinking it's like summertime when you're drinking like one of those, you go to the movie theater, you have like, you know, those, the slushies that you get. That's kind of like what it is.
Okay.
Just the mushy kind of icy, garbled mess, you know? But no, I mean, for the most part, it wasn't too bad. I mean, anytime it snows in Atlanta, people freak out a little bit. And, my biggest concern, I think you guys touched on it a little bit earlier, is when it turns to ice. I just don't like it. Everyone gives us crap up north, and they're like, "Well, it's because it freezes and snows, and then it melts and then refreezes, and it's all ice, and it's just not fun."
Well, it's not even the ice, Garrett. And by the way, I was one of those people who made fun of Atlanta. It took me a few years to understand what the problem was, and it's not in the Midtown area. It's the anywhere there's hills, which is most of the surrounding areas and some parts in the city too. This is not a grid like Chicago, you know, Philly, New York, things like that, where you can get on one street and go from the suburbs into downtown. You have all these hills, and it took me a few years before I realized some of these school buses that have to go pick up kids on these hills when it's not even icy, just snow, is treacherous. And so that's why I don't make fun of it anymore, because I wouldn't want to be having to deal with, and I'm not even talking big hills, just getting around certain neighborhoods. We've seen them driveways of some folks.
Oh, yeah.
And because Atlanta's not a grid, we have this undulating area here. I would not want to be dealing with that as far as the snow and the ice and everything that you mentioned. So, you know, I got respect for those folks. You know, we were talking about the trucks yesterday. Now, what's that like today?
Yeah.
Trying to bring in goods. That's something that we really, really, you know, we should hear some folks. And by the way, I heard from some people who thought that was a good idea as far as calling up to Publix or the Kroger or Walmart to find out if they restocked the shelves we were talking about yesterday before they get in the car and go out there. So I'm feeling pretty proud about that.
Yeah, they've had some time to do it. So
yeah.
Yeah, I know. How about that?
We're just getting started on this Monday morning again. Sam and Greg in for John and Hugh. We are going to talk about the wild card matchups from yesterday and a little preview of tonight's matchup. Just getting started on this Monday morning, this King Holiday. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Also, take us with you on the Odyssey app. Mr. Crenshaw is the DJ this morning. And yes, you are, technically. I'm giving it to you this morning. You know, I'm enjoying. I thought you was going to jump in there because I know we had talked about that ahead of time.
It's something that we're a winner by the impressions. Let's just go along this moment. You're just going to reflect some music that's motivational and some maybe some from the time of the Civil Rights Movement. It is the King Holiday Monday, so just some music that make us think and something to give us something to look forward to. We can't go back and live in it. We can glance back at it and learn from it, but keep moving ahead. So that's kind of what this song says, right? Keep on pushing.
The Impressions. One of them bands.
Curtis Mayfield.
One of them groups. I thank you. I was saying, were it not for him, I would not remember much more. It's like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Once you got past Teddy Pendergrass for me, unless I hear it, then I go, oh, yeah, that one. But it was all, you know.
Harold Melvin got his name out there, but he was the backup singer. You know what he actually did?
What's that?
He was the hairstylist.
Okay. Made sure everybody looked clean, right?
Make sure everybody looked good.
Pass the conk out.
Hey, man. That's true.
Sam and Greg in for John and Hugh this morning.
Now, why does your name get to be out front? Because I keep everybody looking good.
Well, hey, listen. How much before they got James? What was it, James? Oh, not Taylor. Maybe it was Taylor. I don't know. Just lead singer for Cool in the Game, but Cool was always JT. Yeah, okay. Who looked just like Donnie Simpson? Just looked like they were brothers. Anyway. You know, you had Cool, his name and his persona was out front.
Yeah.
But it was JT who did all the singing.
But it was Cool in the Gang. Well, and he came on because when Cool in the Gang originally came out, they really didn't have a lead singer.
No.
Remember the original songs, they all kind of like shouted together. Hollywood Swinging.
Hollywood Swinging, yeah.
You know, but it wasn't really a lead singer. You know, there were some musicians, man, some great musicians. And then he came in and all of a sudden everything was top the charts. Yeah.
This is the kind of deep conversation you don't normally get when you got John and Hugh here. So we bring you this on this holiday morning. On this holiday morning. And we can't thank John and Hugh for letting us come in here and take over the show. They obviously will be back tomorrow morning.
And we're not going to break anything. We'll make sure everything is going to be in good shape.
Yeah.
When they come back tomorrow, everything's going to be just the way they left it.
Before we get into what happened yesterday in football, do you ever remember Hugh talking about playing in a game like we saw between – was it Buffalo the other night when Buffalo played or up in those conditions in New England, those real freezing games? I'm sure he did play it in Philly.
Oh, playing in Philly, he played them, a lot of them.
But I just wondered if there was one that he talked about that stuck out that, you know, because I'd love to get that from him day. Maybe he'll probably talk. He said, well, I'll probably save it for his own show.
He probably talks about that from time to time.
That's what I'm trying to remember, but I can't.
Whenever a certain team comes up or a certain situation, maybe whenever the Falcons play a team like that, I'm sure that stirs a memory as he talks about it during the course of the week. So sure, you have those games, and that just looked extra cold Saturday night.
Yeah, it did.
Up there, it really did. And if you talk about New England, well, I mean, they're not necessarily from, you know, from South Beach. I mean,
that's true.
It's pretty frigid where they play too. So you know, yeah, there's a couple of cold weather teams, but Buffalo, they brought the heat. How about that?
You know what today's the anniversary of? On the 17th day, and we're going to get into the obvious birthdays that happened on this day. But sporting event that happened on this day, take you back to 88 with a fumble. The fumble. The championship game between Denver and Cleveland, Ernest Biner.
Wow.
You remember that? Everybody remembers that. I mean, of age, and even if you've seen the YouTube of it. But, I mean, Cleveland, just the woes that they have had throughout the years. But that's the one where – when you got a phrase that describes a whole game, yep. You know, there's the butt fumble game, there's the fumble game, you know, and everybody knows. And the look on his face, it wasn't the look on his face. You couldn't really see his face, but the body language how Cleveland drove down. And, you know, Elway had done his magic, and Cleveland was driving down, and he drops that ball just before the goal line.
Woo.
Anyway,
that
happened on this day. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, you know what are you going to say about what will we say about the end of the Cowboys game yesterday? When did somebody have a brain cramp or what at the end of that thing? I mean, it's bad enough to be in the scenario that they were in to begin with, you know. But to have the final play, your final seconds, and then go out like that, you know, guys trying to get lined up. The umpire doesn't touch the football. No, you got to touch the football before you can start the play.
Right,
and that you know, and so the clock runs out without even getting a shot at the end zone.
Everything that caused issues with that game were all mental, it seemed like, and that made you think about who was on the sidelines or up in the booth making calls. Whether it was Dan Quinn again with defensive issues or Shanahan on the sidelines for the 49ers. Making just not having the team discipline. That's the word you hear when you have stuff like that happen. You had 14 penalty calls, the Cowboys yesterday. And so I'm thinking that there's going to be a college program who doesn't have a coach right now will be welcoming Mike McCarthy next year. I really do. Listen, that dude has been working on residue from Aaron Rodgers. We've seen Aaron Rodgers continue to be Aaron Rodgers since he left Green Bay. We've not seen that dude keep the level of coaching that he had when he had Aaron Rodgers as he's moved on to the Cowboys. And people down there seem to continuously point the finger at him, whether it's time management or other issues. But I don't see Mike McCarthy keeping this job. I'd be surprised if he's there next year. I don't say he's not going to be there, but I won't be surprised if he's gone.
I mean, after this season, I don't know if he gets fired after this season. Uh-huh. I mean, because he made the Cowboys relevant.
Cowboys story was the defense, and that's done on Dan Quinn. McCarthy had nothing to do with that.
I'm just saying the Cowboys are relevant again.
Oh, well, yes, I will give you that. They were relevant this year. They made it to the playoffs, but they did what they do. And they, you know.
Well, they ain't been doing that.
Well, they just somehow hiccup in the big games.
Yeah, they ain't been doing what you're saying. They ain't been doing that.
Well, I'm not so even whether it's in the playoffs or during
the
season.
On the map. I mean, you know, they had those years with Romo where they were always trying to back in the last week of the season.
He's fumbling. Extra points. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, they're relevant. I think, you know, people in Dallas have to be happy. Sure, they want to get back to a Super Bowl. They ain't been one in forever. But, you know, just the fact that they're relevant, they're on the map, they know they're moving in the right direction.
I think they take it to the next level with a different type of coach. I really do. Let me ask you this. Okay, so the story for this team throughout the course of the year was the defense, and you put that squarely on Dan Quinn, right? Now, with the coaching opportunities that are out there, the openings, that is, do you think he's going to stay there? We already talking about what's-his-name leaving Nick Saban down there in Alabama, Bill O'Brien. What would you rather pull him in to an NFL team right now? And by the way, how much – residue does he bring from how he handled things in Houston?
Yeah,
coming back to another NFL team, or would you rather have Dan Quinn at this point?
I don't know. Probably we would go with DQ if he's ready to make a move. You know, I mean, he may want to hang out there in Dallas another year and see if he can't get him get to a Super Bowl, then make the jump. So I mean, that's the thing that made him prime property. You know, for the Falcons. In the beginning was that he coming up from a team that had been to Super Bowls. So maybe that's the other thing he wants to do. He's certainly in a place that's moving in that direction. They just got to tidy some things up on offense. And they had a little speed bump, just like what I always mentioned. Only team that seemed to not have a speed bump during the course of the season was Green Bay. Everybody else had a little thing where they would go well. Then all of a sudden, for a few weeks, people say, well, what's wrong with them? What's going on with them? The question was mostly about Dak Prescott and his health and his ability and whatnot. But coming down the stretch, he was fine. So, you know, to me, they just went through one of those little, you know, areas that most of the other teams around the league did this season. It just happened at a bad time for them yesterday. 14 penalties. I mean, you make 14 penalties in the NFL game.
I mean,
in so many ways, you don't deserve to win.
No. That,
but you know what? While we're talking about officials and penalties,
no.
Can we bring our official back in here? Garrett, you won. You know, a lot of people have been, and they always are, people watch these playoffs with a critical eye for officiating. What's your take on what you've seen so far in these playoff games? Because we already seen one officiating crew said, we don't want y'all working.
Yeah, we young stay
season,
at home.
Right?
You got to pack your bags.
So, I mean, so what are you seeing?
I mean, the Bengals game was inexcusable. What happened with the inadvertent whistle, the play should be dead immediately. I think what happened is they recognized that there was an error, and then they kind of – I feel like they just kind of wanted to ignore it. But, look, I mean, it's called an inadvertent whistle when you blow the whistle during a play, and that automatically kills it. It should be. And it was a touchdown, and it was a major focal point in the game, and – look, the number one job of officials is to not insert themselves into games. They have been way too much of an influence on a lot of the outcomes of these football games. I don't blame them for what happened with the Cowboys game. Look, if you are Dak Prescott, you are a veteran quarterback. You stand up,
yep,
you hand the ball to the official, and then you snap the ball. You do not try and place the ball yourself. That's error number one. And that's just not something you can do. I mean, like, you got to know better. You have to know better. And this is the playoffs. This is where you make your money. This is it.
Well, here, I actually have – we got to go, but I have a follow-up question to that. So be prepared to come back here because it has to do with how they put these crews together. So I want to address that before we get into what we're going to talk about in our next segment. Sam and Greg, we are in for John and Hugh on this King holiday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, RankingsAtlanta.com Sports Flash, the SEO agency of choice for personal injury law firms.
I'm Caleb Johnson. The Hawks will attempt to snap a losing streak that's now reached 5 games as they host the Bucks tonight at State Farm Arena. Head coach Nate McMillan believes his team hasn't been able to put together a full game, and that's led to the recent struggles.
We just got to find a way, you know. We got to put together a 48-minute game, a solid 48-minute game, and we haven't been able to do that. You know, we're playing 24, 36, 40, and not 48 minutes. So we got to put together a 48-minute game.
The Hawks will be without Bogey Bogdanovich and Clint Capela, who are both out with injury. Pre-game coverage tonight begins at 5:30 right here on 92.9. In the NFL tonight, the Cardinals and Rams finish out the wildcard weekend with an 8:15 kickoff. Over the weekend, the Bengals, Bills, Bucks, 49ers, and Chiefs all moved on to the divisional round of the playoffs next week, with 3 of the 5 games ending in blowouts. The loss for the Steelers last night meant the final game for quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Mobile Kia Studios on your home of tonight's Hawks-Bucks game tip-off at 6, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sam and Greg, we are in on this holiday morning for John and Hugh. They will be back tomorrow. We were just talking in the last segment about some of the wild card games from yesterday. We had to cue that up and play that a little bit. Steve, we're talking about an okay on this day. Anyone who takes a fan. Happy. Mr. Crenshaw?
Yeah.
We talked about the officiating in some of those games. We brought Garrett on, who is an official.
Yes.
But what I wanted to ask him are his thoughts on what they do in the NFL in the playoffs, where they don't take a crew that's been working together all season. Or is this something that's changed for the division games and then obviously the Super Bowl or championship games, conference championship games, and then the Super Bowl? But is this piecemeal, you know, you earn a chance to be a part of a crew because of what you've done throughout the course of the season, but you haven't worked with these guys. How do you feel about that as opposed to just bringing an entire crew that has worked together throughout the course of the season to these playoff matchups, Garrett?
Well, I mean, an officiating crew is a lot like a sports team in the sense that, you know, like you like to know the person who's around you. And I'm sure these guys actually have a lot of working experience with the people within their playoff crews. I'm not sure how much mixing and matching there really is, because these are like little units, and they move around and they do their thing. But I don't know. I mean, there have been some errors this off season or this postseason, and it's been very frustrating to watch. I just whenever you see the officials making a name for themselves on the field, it's generally not a good thing. But look. They're still the very best at what they do, so I always like to tend to hesitate before I do too much criticism of these guys because they are at the highest level. Because you look at these NFL players, yeah, those NFL players are very, very accomplished. So are these officials, and these officials have been doing it a very long time. So I always give them respect.
Now, you know, Garrett, you know, of course, the high school scoreboard show, we talk about how at the very, you know, fundamental and youth level of this sport, you're having trouble getting people to get into this. And, you know, that's your pathway to be at the very top, to work your way up through collegiate football and then to get to the National Football League. And we're having trouble getting people to come because of so much criticism. So that's I think, to be wondering, how are you going to get guys when you get to this level? And the magnifying glass is really on them in every little thing that they do. It is still the human element, folks. And, you know, that you got human beings. We're not taken over by robots or something on a satellite going to call games.
Yeah.
We're still going to have human beings doing this, you know?
I wanted to know from Garrett, and then we'll move on to the actual game. Is there some sort of backdoor dealings with when it comes to officiating? Say somebody wants to be an official. This is the kind of job where it's want to. Right,
you got a dealing.
Meaning this. As back opposed door. To starting,
that just doesn't sound.
Hang on a second, man. Don't take it down that road. What I'm saying is, for people who want to start at the grassroots level, whether it's Pee Wee League or high school, whatever it is, but yet they want to be an official, they don't start at that level. They know somebody or they're a legacy. They got a name. Maybe they're somebody in their family was a ref, so they skip over doing those lower level or as I said. Either neighborhood matchups, whether it's baseball or football or basketball, and they have somebody that they know and say, come on, start fishing at this particular high school, and then we'll get you into college next year. In other words, they kind of skip the line. Is that something that happens? Because right now what you just alluded to is folks don't want to hear from aggressive parents, you know, some of the other rules that are in place. And that's what I meant by backdoor dealings as far as, okay, I don't want to put up with these folks over here in this particular county or this particular city where families are running on the field and fighting with me and calling me all kinds of names. I want to start here. And is that an actual thing?
I can't really comment. I don't know if there's anything like that for these guys, but I mean, I do know for a fact that I've been called names that I can't repeat on air by sweet grandma sitting in the front row.
See, that's what I'm saying. Why would you want to put up with that?
And there's a reason there is a shortage of officials right now at all levels. There is a very good reason. It's because the fans are and coaches are downright cruel at times. The things that I've had thrown my way are ridiculous. And it's a reason I'm not, I don't officiate anymore. Yeah. It's one of the very good reasons. But as far as like backdoor dealings or anything like that.
Okay, no, I could have used a different phrase. I could have used a different phrase, but in other words, it's like skipping the line.
They're not skipping the line.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
I don't know of anybody like that. I mean, I know Ed Hockley's kid.
That's what I'm saying.
But the thing is, I would be shocked if that's also like a household name when it comes to officials. But it's like, but you could say the same thing about, what was it, Chris Collinsworth's kid. He's a sideline reporter for NBC. I mean, he got that gig for a very good reason. But the thing is, it's also in his blood. So I'm going to hesitate from doing anything, saying anything like that.
I'll say this much. I'll say this much because you know, at each level, you have someone who is a supervisor of officiating, and that's at the high school level. Every college conference has someone who's a coordinator of officials, and if someone is so far behind and it's glaring that they are, somebody's going to go and look into that person's background and say, okay, what have they done? And they will be questioned. So there is someone that will have to answer to that. So that's why I'm saying back door. I don't think there's any back door. Now, there are things you can do to help to try to accelerate your process. There are a lot of camps that you can attend. And Gary, you can speak to that at almost any level. If you come to this camp, people get to know. If you come to this camp, you know, you get to know. So there are things like that that guys can do to accelerate their process and get into moving lane. And it's networking also. It's just like any other job, any other thing. It's just like what we do. It's networking, getting people to know that's what you want to do. And do you just want to be a youth official? Do you just want to be a high school official? Or are you looking at Division I college in the NFL? You got to let people know that's what you want to do. Nobody's going to just come to your door, not going to do it. Hey, man, you want to come call this game down at Mercedes-Benz today?
What if it's your uncle? What if it's your uncle?
You got to show some credentials.
Okay, that's all I was asking. That's all I'm asking. There's dealings like that in all levels of you know, business. And whether we like it or not, you know, you hear about it later on. You hear about what them folks are doing over there. This is what so-and-so jumped line and became because his uncle or his, you know, you hear about that. So I was just asking. Yeah. I don't know about that world. You know about it better than me. And the Collinsworth thing is different because he's not getting screamed at like Garrett is and getting things thrown at him. And I'm only bringing this up because of the need for qualified officials on multiple levels, but people just don't want to deal with the harassment that they get these days. That's all I'm saying. And so if you can avoid that by getting to, you know, jumping that line and getting to a level where you don't have to worry about, you know, grandma cussing you out, as Garrett said, or having things, you know, for very low pay, too, in some regards.
Then you do things to accelerate your process. You go to the camps, you go to the clinics, and those type things that where people will get to see you and you get to network with folks who are at that next level. And they get to check you out and see if you really are, you know, doing the things you need to do to come up, just like in anything else, I would think. But I just think because of the replays, the different angles that people are seeing, we live our life in replay. And like I said, that's one of the things that really hurts the youth in high school sports because replay is not used. But we always think in replay, even if it's not there. And then everywhere we play nowadays, we got a scoreboard with a video screen in it. And so everybody's looking at the video screen at the game, and what's the official supposed to do? He can't use it, but it's there. So, I mean, that you know, it helps your game experience when you go to a high school game and there's a video screen on the scoreboard. Yes, that's enhanced your experience. You can see a replay. But, man, that has to be terrifying for some of the officials. But that's just the reality of where we are.
I'm just glad they got a 24-second shot clock. I'm just glad they finally implemented that, and they're starting to – spread those out because there were places that didn't have them. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We are in for John and Hugh on this MLK holiday. We will be talking to throughout the show Kyle Sandy. Man, you showed me some pictures up in his neighborhood.
He will not be going to any basketball games today.
He will not. Man, so we're going to be talking to Kyle Sandy. Also joining us in the show, Russell Baxter. We're going to talk about some of these wild card games, and then talk about tonight's matchup. And then later on in the show, as we get ready for tonight's Hawks and Bucks game, Terrell Thomas is going to join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, along with some other things. But I'm sorry, Garrett, how much time did you throw that number at me again? How much time we got left? We don't have time to get too deep into this, but obviously this being the 17th day of January, a couple people who would be celebrating some milestone birthdays, and of the people who are celebrating a birthday today, like D-Lid. Did you know that?
Whoa.
D-Led's birthday. D-Led is 40 years old. Dwayne Wade is 40 years old today.
Okay.
Some other famous people. Speaking of the boxing world, Customato, Don Zimmer, Kip Kano, Chili Davis, and a former Braves catcher, Tyler Houston.
Yeah.
Celebrating a birthday today. But obviously, we were going to spend some time, not much now, but this would have been Muhammad Ali's 80th birthday.
Man.
80th birthday. And now here's the crazy thing about that. The other person who passed away not too long ago, who has been celebrated in around this country, is old enough to be his mother. Betty White would have been 100 years old today.
Wow.
I mean, jeez.
Just shy of 100 years.
So I think that what Betty has done has been talked about quite a bit, and rightfully so, over the last few days. But I think that you and I, let's go back in some remembrances of Muhammad Ali today, along with MLK, two guys who had a meeting, who didn't agree for a long time, but came together before Dr. King passed and did agree on some things. So we'll talk about that throughout the show. Mr. Crenshaw's DJing things, and whether he likes it or not, he's going to be Don Cornelius this morning. And coming up top of 7 o'clock hour, as always, we're going to find out what's going on locally, if anything, or what's preparing to go on locally. That's coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, in for John and Hugh. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.